Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it looks like I was having some technical difficulties getting into the program on today, but I am here. Praise God, I am here, and I am excited about what God is going to do today. God is good and worthy to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to know that He is worthy. Amen. He is worthy of the praise, the glory, and the honor. All that we have and all that we are, we have to dedicate it to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I'm excited. I'm excited. I've already said that. I know that you've already heard that I am excited. I am excited to be here. I am revamping Power in the Word. I will be coming on for 30 minutes on Tuesdays. I was doing a whole bunch of a lot of stuff, but God is saying to bring it in and to focus. So I will be doing this particular show on Tuesdays at 12 noon for 30 minutes. And I will be here taking calls. I will open up the switchboard. The switchboard is open right now. You can call in at 646-652-4832. Today we'll be talking about forgiveness. Why should I forgive? Why should I forgive? And that is the question that I have presented. And you can call and tell me why you think it's important, or whether or not you think it is important for people to forgive. And you can share by way of testimony or whatever it is that the Lord places upon your heart. Again, the number is 646-652-4832. And I'm going to open with a moment of prayer, and we're going to go right into today's topic, which is forgiveness. Father God, I praise your holy name. I worship you. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, there is none like you. I thank you for this time that you have allowed me to come on to do Power in the Word. I ask, Father God, that you anoint this time, that you help me, Father God, to help somebody else, and even to help myself, God, as I talk on the topic of forgiveness. Father God, bless every listener, bless every caller, bless every person that comes into chat. And I lift this time up to you. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. And you know, forgiveness is so important. Again, the chat room is open. If you want to send me a text message, you can, and I'll be able to communicate with you through that particular arena, and also the phone lines are open, 646-652-4832. But forgiveness is so important. You know, I think about the fact that so many people are wrapped up in unforgiveness. They cannot forgive. They refuse to forgive. And because of that, they're harboring anger in their hearts, and their hearts are becoming hardened to the point where it's difficult to function. Because you know that unforgiveness is a poison. Unforgiveness is a poison that will keep you from moving forward. The reason I'm talking on this topic today is because as I was in my car this morning taking my daughter to school and waiting on one of my friends who wanted to buy some of my books, I was reading my Bible. I was reading the Bible, and I was reading Psalm 109, and I just want to read that to you. Amen, because I do believe in the Word of God. But let me read to you a little bit about how Psalm 109 reads. It says, O God, whom I praise, do not remain silent, for wicked and deceitful men have opened their mouths against me. They have spoken against me with lying tongues. With words of hatred they surround me. They attack me without cause. In return for my friendship, they accuse me, but I am a man of prayer. They repay me evil for good and hatred for my friendship. Have you been there? Doesn't that sound familiar? As I was reading that, it became quickened in my spirit because I've been through this where people repay evil for kindness and they take kindness for weakness. You know, some people feel like if you're nice, if you're too nice, then you must be stupid or you must be weak, and they try to walk all over you. And it's amazing how so many people come perpetrating, pretending to be friends, but actually they are not friends. They are adversaries. They are against you. And it hurts. It really hurts when you let people in. And I'm talking about myself right now. It hurts me when I let people in to get close to me, people who call themselves friend, and then those same people turn around and put a dagger in my back. It makes me think about those smiling faces. You know, there was this all smiling faces tell lies, they don't tell the truth, or something like that. But, you know, you get the gist that people smile in your face and talk about you behind your back. You know, this is what this psalmist is going through, and this is what the psalmist is crying out to God about, saying that these people attack me without cause. They put their mouths on you. You know, people talk about you like a dog. They drag your name through the mud. And he's saying, these people attack me without cause. In return for my friendship, they accuse me. But I am a man of prayer. They repay me evil for good and hatred for my friendship. And then he goes on to say, appoint an evil man to oppose him. Let an accuser stand at his right hand. When he is tried, let him be found guilty. And may his prayers condemn him. May his days be few. This person is not kidding. He said, cut off his life. May another take his place of leadership. May his children be fatherless and his wife a widow. Kill him, God, is what the psalmist is saying. May his children be wandering beggars. May they be driven from their ruined homes. May a creditor seize all he has. May strangers plunder the fruits of his labor. May no one extend kindness. So he goes on and on saying, God, you get him. You get him. Cut him off. Cut off his life. Go ahead and let his children be fatherless. Dry up his crops. You know, just do to him what he's done to me, and make him feel like I feel right now. And he goes on in verse 22 to say, for I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I fade away like an evening shadow. I am shaken off like a locust. My knees give way from fasting. My body is thin and gaunt. I am an object of scorn to my accusers. When they see me, they shake their heads. You know, and it's amazing. It's amazing how it can make you feel when someone has really wounded you and you've been hurt by someone that you trust. Amen. I mean, it's one thing to be hurt by someone that you don't know, people that don't know you and you don't know them, and they're speculating and they're talking about you and talking against you. That's one thing. But it's a totally different situation when the person is someone that you know and someone that you love. That hurts. That cuts you to the core. And, again, I've been there. I've been there as a pastor. I've had people come in and they say, oh, I love you so much. I love you. I love you. But at the same time, they're cutting me. They're hurting me. Amen. They're hating on me. In the term, there's a term in the hood, don't hate. Amen. Don't be a hater. And so often people will be jealous and envious, and they come against you, and you're like, you're innocent, and you're taken aback because these are the same people that are supposed to love you. But what I really love about this psalm is that the psalmist comes back in verse 30 and says, with my mouth, and I'm on Psalm 110, he says, with my mouth I will greatly extol the Lord. In the great throng I will praise him. Yet will I praise him. For he stands at the right hand of the needy one to save his life from those who condemn him. Amen. No weapon formed against you can prosper. Let me say that again. No weapon formed against you can prosper. If God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. And if God be for you, what is man, what is woman, that you should fear them, that you should be vexed by them? You just have to encourage yourself sometimes in the Lord and know that, you know, people will come against you. you know, and even people that you love will hurt you. But you have to realize that the hurt that comes against you, God's going to use that for your good, for your glory, amen, for his glory. God's going to turn it around. God's going to turn it around. He's going to turn that situation around to the point where you will have the victory and he will make your enemies your footstool. And today I'm talking about forgiveness, and I'm really talking about forgiving people who have hurt you that are close to you. That's why I was reading that thing today, and I started to pray that prayer on some people that have hurt me. I was like, God, get them. God, you just get them because they are hurting me, and I've not done anything but try to love them. And that's the hardest part when you have not done anything but try to love someone, and that person comes and hurts you. Amen. But forgiveness is so important. I have somebody in the room. Amen. And I want you to let me know why you feel forgiveness is important. Amen. Or if you can call in at 646-652-4832 and tell me why you think forgiveness is important. But I just want to give a little testimony about myself. It seems like all my life I've had to deal with being hurt by people who were supposed to love me and people who were supposed to be taking care of me. I was molested when I was a young girl, and I was abandoned by my father when I was a young girl. By the time that I was 10 years old, my father and my mom had split up, and my father went across town and, you know, had started shacking up with his girlfriend and had another baby, and it seemed like he forgot about us over on the other side of the town, and we lived in the projects, and we didn't have anything, and he had a house, and I was angry. You know, I was really, really angry. And because I was angry, I became mean, amen. I became mean, and I was just an angry, mean girl, you know. And I grew up angry and mean. So that began to impact all of my relationships, you know. I couldn't be in a good relationship. I wanted to fight every man that I was in relationship with, and that's something that I want to talk to you about, women. If you're angry and you have become mean to the point where you're so mad that you want to fight, then I definitely want you to keep listening, because you have to forgive. You have to forgive. If you don't forgive, you're not going to be able to receive the blessings in life that God has for you. Jesus said that the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But he said, I have come so that you might have life and have that life more abundantly. So we can't be like the psalmist and hope for the worst for the people who have hurt us. I grew up like that. I grew up hoping for the worst for every person that had hurt me. But we have to be like Jesus. And now I'm going to take you to the book of Matthew chapter 5 just to bring it in. Before I continue talking about this, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 43, Jesus said, you have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Or not even the tax collectors doing that. And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. And what Jesus is saying here is that God loves everybody. He loves the righteous and the unrighteous. He loves the good and the bad. He allows his rain to fall on everybody in the world, and his rain represents his love. He allows his love to fall and to rest on everybody in the world. God so loved the world. He so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, so that whomsoever believed on him would not perish but would have everlasting life. And God has commanded us to forgive. Now, let's go practical. Amen. Let's talk about the practical aspect of forgiveness. Forgiveness is important because if you do not forgive, your heart becomes hard. And the Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, I believe it's verse 23, to guard your heart. Above all else, it says, guard your heart, because out of your heart come all of the issues of life. In other words, if you have a hardened heart, what happens is that your relationships won't go right because you'll be so mad and so mean that all that you'll want to do is argue and fight. And every little thing will get you to the point where you are so angry. You know, have you ever gotten to the point where you just got angry like that? You know, you just snapped. You just felt the anger boiling up on the inside of you. I know I've been there to the point where I was so angry that I just snapped. And all that I wanted to do was make everybody around me miserable. Now, that's no way to live. That's just no way to live. And as a result, I wanted to fight. I wanted to fight. I wanted to fight because I saw my parents fight. I wanted to fight because I thought that if I could fight the person, that I could release some of the anger. And I wanted to fight because I thought that if I could get the person to fight me, that they would care about me, that that would be love. And again, I say that that's not love. It's not love if you have to rumble. You know, the WrestleMania, they say, let's get ready to rumble. If you have to rumble, if you have to fight, that is not love. Amen. If you have people in your life that may bring you more grief than happiness, and I'm not talking about marriage right now, but if you have friends in your life and they constantly are talking down to you and they're constantly being negative and bringing you a whole bunch of grief, then you need to reassess your friendships, because you don't have to constantly be forgiving somebody that you're in relationship with if that person is not conducive to your growth as a person. If they're not bringing something to the table in your friendship, you need to reassess your friendship and say, is this person still somebody that I want to have in my inner circle? Do I still need to be friends with this person? Because, again, you have a choice. Amen. You have a choice as to who you're going to have in your life. And I'm talking today about forgiving people who are close to you, who have hurt you. And the thing about it is, I have somebody on the board, and they're asking me a question, which I don't really understand, is to still going. I don't know. If you can hear me, or if you can hear me just texting, that you can hear me, because I don't really understand your question. But the thing about it is, forgiveness will really yoke you up. It will mess you up, and you won't be able to get a prayer through, because in order to come to God, we must have the right heart. Amen. You must have the right heart. If you don't have the right heart, then you cannot stand in the presence of the Lord. Because God honors the condition of a person's heart, you know. And another thing is, if your heart is hardened, you're not even going to want to pray. I'll just put it like that. You'll get to the point where you're like, you're just so angry and you're so frustrated that you're just like, forget about it. You know, I'm not even going to bother. Forgiveness is just is so important. And I carry unforgiveness in my heart for years against my father, against the person who molested me. You know, I carry unforgiveness against my mother, against everybody, every man that I was in relationship with. And it really cut off my quality of life. And that's what unforgiveness does. It does not allow you to enjoy life because you're so angry. You're carrying around a root of unforgiveness. You're carrying around a burden. And if you get angry with someone that you're married to, say your husband or your wife really upsets you, I'm going to ask you to forgive. God says that we have to forgive over and over and over and over again. Because if you're angry with someone and you're still in relationship with that person, your relationship cannot grow and move forward unless you release that person from your anger. And finally, the final reason that you should forgive is because anger holds you in hostage, in bondage to the person that you're angry with. Amen. So if you're angry with someone, you got to forgive them. Because if you don't forgive them, you're going to be held in bondage. You know, your life will be held in the balance. You'll be in you won't be able to move forward, and you'll be stuck. You'll be stuck right there, angry. You have people still angry because they were, you know, abandoned. You know, I'm angry because you'll have somebody angry because their father abandoned them or because their mother abused them. You know, a lot of us can't have good relationships right now because we're so still angry with someone from our past. We're still angry about something that happened a long, long time ago. Amen. So in order to move forward to receive everything that God has for you, you have to be able to release the anger from the past. The Bible tells us that our anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires and requires from us. Amen. I want you to call in. The number is 646-652-4832. While I'm waiting for you to call in, I'm going to just play a little bit of this song that I really, really love from Alicia Cooper. And it's a blessing. Amen. And I pray that you're blessed by this. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and he is such a blessing. That's Alicia Cooper, and you can find out more about her at myspace.com/AliciaCoopMusic. She was at my conference on last week, and she just blessed the women, amen. But I'm talking about forgiveness. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm talking about forgiveness on today, and I've just, you know, I've been going on and on and on and on. I just pray that I'm making sense to somebody out there today. I know that there's someone out there today that needs to forgive. And what I want to say in a nutshell is enough of us praying for vengeance and praying that God will get the person who's causing us so much grief. It's time for us to forgive. It's time to really, really forgive. You know, not I'll forgive, but I won't forget. Not I'm forgiven today, but tomorrow I'm going to bring it back up when we have an argument. Not I'll forgive you, but you're going to have to pay. Not I'm forgiving you, but don't you dare try it again, because I'm going to be watching you very carefully. It is imperative for you to forgive and let it go. Forgiveness is not any of those things that I just said. Forgiveness is like, I forgive you, that's the end of it, period. You get a brand new slate because I have forgiven you. So now going forward from this point on, I don't remember that anymore. I'm going to erase it from my mind. Just like God erased my sins, amen. Just like my sins have been put into the sea of forgetfulness, I'm going to extend that same grace to everyone who hurts me, to everyone who does me wrong. Now, that's a lot to ask, but this is what God has asked us to do. This is what Jesus Christ has commanded us to do, that we must forgive over and over and over and over again. And I've given you all of the pretty reasons that it holds you in bondage to the person that hurt you, that you can't move on, that you can't get the blessings that you're supposed to, that God has in store for you. Jesus said, I have come so that you might have life and have that life more abundantly. All the pretty reasons that you get hardened in your heart and that you're mean and you're mad and all of that stuff. And that it doesn't bring about the righteous life that God desires and requires of you, and that you must forgive in order to move forward, because if you don't forgive, you're stuck in limbo. You're stuck right here in this present state, mean and mad. But let me give you the real deal. Let me give you the most important thing. The most important thing is you have been forgiven. If you are a child of God, God has forgiven you of all of the ugly, nasty, stinking, dirty, unfair, unrighteous stuff that you have done. If you just put your mind on rewind, you can probably think about some of it. You won't be able to think of all of it because God is so gracious that he won't even let you remember some of the stuff that you've done. You've been forgiven. Don't you believe, or don't you see, can't you see that you need to be given that same grace to someone else? You didn't deserve it. You might say, well, they don't deserve to be forgiven. You didn't deserve to be forgiven. I know I didn't deserve to be forgiven. And no, that person probably does not deserve to be forgiven. But God forgave us, and we have been commanded to forgive. That's why you have to forgive, along with every other reason that I've given you, because your anger is not bringing about the life that God has for you. It's not God's best. It's not God's best for you when you're angry, when you're all swollen, when everybody can just push your buttons and get you to go off and start cursing people out. That's not God's best for you. That's not the life that God has for you to be walking around with resentment and bitterness. That's not the fruit of the Spirit. So that's it. That's it. That's all I came to say. I came to say that you have to forgive. And, you know, one day, this board is going to be so lit up. And I see I have a caller at the end of this program, and I'm going to take this call. Just give me a second. Oh, okay, my caller is gone. I had a caller, but I was getting ready to take that call. But you got to forgive. And I don't know, caller, I don't know how long you were there. You know, I'm sorry that I didn't get to you quick enough. I'll stay here for another second. I'm going to play some music and give you a chance to call back so that you can ask your question or make your comment. But I need you to forgive. God wants you to forgive. I love you so much that I'm here, and I'm begging you to just let it go. Just forgive. Let it go. Don't hold the grudge. God has too much for you to do. Your future is too great. There's too much that he wants to give you, too much that he wants to get to you, and he can't get it to you through that bitterness and that resentment. Amen. Amen. So for God's sake, forgive somebody. Amen. Forgive somebody today. And I'm going to play this song. And while I'm playing this song, the phone lines are still open. The number is 646-652-4832. And the name of this song is Better Than That. Again, it's Alicia.